I think I'd better start off with a confession, since I'm hiding nothing from you. In fact, I'm rather enjoying flashing my fat folds of flesh for you and talking to you about everything dirty at the same time. My confession? Well, Fenella's not my real name. It's just that when I was chauffeured up from Dorset to do this sexy scene for you and put on all these kinky togs, somebody thought Fenella would be nicer. But my real name's Edie. Somehow that's not so erotic, but it's randy enough, isn't it? Well, I've never had any complaints about it in the heart of Dorset, where I come from. And I've never had any complaints either about my plump 38-28-40 body. So it might not exactly be hourglass or like a beanpole, but it provides plenty of warm woman flesh for lads to get their teeth and their pricks into. And when I go back to Dorset with all this slinky gear, lurex bikinis, long slinky black gloves and that, well, they'll get a bonus, won't they? You see, people in the town do get the notion that most of us in the country are a bit prim. When you're looking at horses and every other kind of beast on the job from the time you can see over the edge of your pram, you just can't grow up prim. And when you have all those fields and hedges and secluded corners to get to know the opposite sex in, to get to know about sex, then you're going to have to try hard to miss out on its pleasures. I started early enough, I know. Perhaps it was the fact that my bosom... Oh, I'm sorry, that does sound prim. My tits started expanding, started filling out so early that the local lads got interested in me so soon, or interested in feeling my tits and kissing them and groping them and mauling them. And it didn't end there, of course. And I did, well, rather enjoy the feelings I got from hands stroking and kneading my large, heavy breasts, and then furtively finding their way round my knicker elastic and delving inside my crack. Naturally, that's the word, it weren't long before fingers were replaced by stiff pricks feeling their way round my pants, and it wasn't long before my fanny felt deliriously happy, oh, wrapping itself round male stalks. Before I ever came near the city, I knew that fellas love black stockings, love feeling them wrapped tight round their bodies as they hump away. But I could never afford those glamorous one-piece jobs like you can see in my pictures. And I didn't know until now how hot fellas can get about elbow-length gloves, especially when you wear them to bring their John Thomases up to full stretch. Oh, something very wild I'm told about feeling that slinky slidiness stroking and wanking your knob. I had a bit of a problem with them at first when I decided to turn on myself with them. My lovely, long, stretchy labia. I've trained them to be like that for years. Seem to slide away from their grasp. But now I've mastered it, and even with a microphone in one hand, I can grip my wet fleshiness without losing my grip. And I love the feel and look of that shiny black material around my hairy parts, oh, which are getting wetter and wetter and wetter as I talk to you. I can even feel the wetness running out of my pussy down to my bottom hole, which I'm told is also a lovely part of me, nestling as it does between my big 40-inch... Oh, all right, 42-inch buttocks. Men seem to be attracted to it like moths to light. And who am I to complain about having my anus kissed and fondled by slavish males? I know I can always get an orgasm through my arse. In fact, I almost am as I poke my black-gloved hand into my bottom. But it's really my fanny that pleases me most. Of course, you'll prefer cunt. Local American soldiers down our way always call my arse my fanny, and you never know which way they're coming at you when you tell them to fuck your fanny. At the moment, my cunt could take a platoon of soldiers. English, American, any nationality you like. It's opened up and it's sort of pulsating with all the attention I'm giving it with my gloved fingers. If I get the mic between my tits and hold it there so you can hear me, I can stretch it really open with two hands, like this, and tickle my insides with my slinky black gloves. Oh, it's lovely. Now let's get a finger or two working in and out. Oh, it's so juicy, you can almost hear it taking four, no, six fingers. It's so big and wide, and yearning to be filled by a champion cock like yours. Just think of losing your prick in there, and maybe your balls too, because that's what I'm thinking about now, as I shove all my fingers of both hands in and out like that. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh.
everybody in the world is bent. In the world is bent.
be. Smile all the time, don't go. Love the way you slide. Stay with me. Slide all the time, don't go. The way your mind stay with me. Hold me all of the time. Baby.
mushroom clouds. Yo-yo, Tokyo, Peyote, Oke, Opium, Pinocchio, Goo-goo, Dance Akimbo, Baby, Bebop, Obligato, Papa, Built-A-Play, Day-Glo, Pinball, Pogo, Jump, Ping-Pong Ball, Judo, Kick, Ding-Dong Bell, Lob-A-Bomb, Tabomb, Pop-Art, Kuga, Zubu, Bison, Olegay. Yo-yo, Tokyo, Peyote, Oke, Opium, Pinocchio, Goo-goo, Dance Akimbo, Baby, Bebop, Obligato, Papa, Built-A-Play, Day-Glo, Pinball, Pogo, Jump, Ping-Pong Ball, Judo, Kick, Ding-Dong Bell, Lob-A-Bomb, Tabomb, Pop-Art, Kuga, Zubu, Bison, Olegay. Pygmy, Lollapalooza, Zuka Zoo Bazooka, Big Igloopalooka, Kooky Gobbledygook. Yo Yo Tokyo Peyote, Oke, Opium Pinocchio, Goo Goo Dance Akimbo, Baby Bebop, Obligato, Papa Built to Play, Dago Pinball, Pogo Jump, Ping Pong Bum, Judo Kick, Ding Dong Bell, Laba Bam Da Bam Papat, Googa, Zoo Boo Bison, Olegay, Pygmy Lollapalooza, Zuka Zoo Bazooka, Big Igloopalooka, Kooky Gobbledygook. Eureka Kabuki, Yucky Blue Buckaroo, Kinky Pick Pachinko, Cuckoo Kaboom. Eureka Kabuki, Yucky Blue Buckaroo, Kinky Pick Pachinko, Cuckoo Kaboom. Yo Yo Tokyo Peyote, Oke, Opium Pinocchio, Go Go Dance Akimbo, Baby Bebop, Obligato, Papa Built to Play, Dago Pinball, Pogo Jump, Ping Pong Ball, Judo Kick, Ding Dong Bell, Laba Bomb to Bomb, Pop Art, Goo Gah, Zoo Boo, Bison, Olegay, Pygmy Lollapalooza, Zooka Zoo Bazooka, Big Igloopalooka, Kooky Gobbledygook. Yo Yo Tokyo Peyote, Oke, Opium Pinocchio, Go Go Dance Akimbo, Baby Bebop, Obligato, Papa Built to Play, Dago Pinball, Pogo Jump, Ping Pong Ball, Judo Kick, Ding Dong Bell, Laba Bomb to bomb pop art goo gaz who poop buys an old game.
Yeah. But in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life. Don't take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on the shelf in good health and good time. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
The new multi-timbered synthesizer from Sequential Circuits. As you can hear, there is absolutely a major difference between a multi-timbered keyboard, like Max, and a traditional keyboard.
Different instrument sounds is what music is all about. It's what music has always been about. From early choirs to contemporary multi-track recordings.
And that's Max. Max lets you play 6 completely different instrument sounds at one time, either with a computer,
or you can record your music one track at a time using Max's onboard digital recorder.
Let me give you an example of how Max lets you build your own multi-sound song arrangement. On track 1, we'll put down a simple rhythm line. Let's add to that a bright electric piano. As you can hear, it's very clearly a second timbre. Now, to add more color to our arrangement, let's add a clarinet. We can thicken this by adding a punchy brass. And on track 5, let's lay down an organ. Now, let's get funky with a good bass line.
How about that?
That's Max, the multi-timbred professional synthesizer that lets you express every ounce of your creative talents.
So whatever kind of music you play, you can find it on Max. Max gets its bold, prophet sound with 6 completely independent, monophonic analog synthesizers. Each voice is computer-controlled and features an oscillator, a 4-pole low-pass filter, 3 ADSRs, and an LFO.
Best of all, Max is equipped with MIDI. You can use Max as a 6-voice expander module for your MIDI system, or as a standalone multi-track synthesizer for creating complex musical arrangements.
I can play all of these parts at one time on one very affordable instrument.
Heck yeah! It's hot!
Represents a breakthrough in musical instrument technology. Hook it up over MIDI to drum tracks or any MIDI-equipped synthesizer. It's the musical instrument designed for all parts of your music. From Sequential Circuits, we listen to musicians.
news.
I sued Dell Computers because I took a bath with my laptop. Now it doesn't work. I sued Fruit of the Loom because when I wear the tidy whities on my head, I look like a jerk. I sued Verizon because I get all depressed anytime my cell phone is roaming. I sued Colorado because, you know, I think it looks a little bit too much like Wyoming. I sued Neiman Marcus because they put up their Christmas decorations way out of season. I sued Ben Affleck. Oh, do I even need a reason? Oh, if I sprain my ankle while I'm robbing your place, if I hurt my knuckles when I punch you in the face, I'm gonna sue, sue, yes I'm gonna sue, 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 yeah that's what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna sue, sue, yes I'm gonna sue, 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 that's right, I'm gonna sue you. Take all your money, I'll sue ya. If you even look at me funny, I'll sue ya. I'll take all your money, I'll sue ya. If you even look at me funny, I'll sue ya. I'll take all your money, I'll sue ya. If you even look at me funny, I'll sue ya. I'll take all your money, I'll sue ya. If you even look at me funny, I'll sue ya. I'll sue ya. What y'all think of that? I'll sue ya.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Canton, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Sounds like a lot of supernatural baloney to me.
Supernatural, perhaps. Baloney, perhaps not.
Sounds like a lot of supernatural baloney to me.
Supernatural, perhaps. Baloney, perhaps not.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children's.
Cigarettes were smoking by themselves.